Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Anyone who's ever had a kidney stone knows how painful one can be. The prevalence of kidney stones in the United States has increased from about 3.8% in the late 1970s to now 8.8% in the late 2000. But what causes them? Kidney stones usually form when the crystals in the urine build up to form a hard mass on the inner surfaces of the kidneys. If these crystals remain small, they usually pass through the urinary system unnoticed. But when large, they may block the flow of urine from the kidney and cause pain. The incidence of kidney stones has been increasing in recent decades, and many experts believe that diet choices and a lack of liquids have contributed to this increase. It's important to determine the underlying causes to reduce the chance of having more stones in the future. Often you can prevent them by making dietary changes. Remember, a person who's had a kidney stone has a 50% chance of having another one within 5 years. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.